local tribes take additional precautions to prevent the spread of COVID-19, and a former Haines dispatcher completes training to become a police officer. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. Local tribes are taking additional precautions following an alert from the governor urging Alaskans to step up efforts to reduce the spread of COVID-19. Chilkoot Indian Association has closed its office for the next 3 weeks. Grocery cards from the tribe's CARES Act assistance program will be distributed via mail for those who had not yet picked them up from the office. Chilkat Indian Village Tribal President Kimberly Strong is asking that Klukwan residents mask up while in public with people, even when outdoors. The Tribal Council has asked the Klukwan School to stay open for 3 days a week until further notice. Strong says the Klukwan Mercantile is only providing curbside service as well. The Skagway Traditional Council's office is open by appointment only. STC and the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium continue to offer asymptomatic COVID-19 testing on the weekends from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. In Haines, there is free asymptomatic testing at the Search Haines Health Center on Saturdays only from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Former Haines dispatcher Maxwell Juicy completed training to become a state-certified police officer this week. He will be joining the Haynesboro Police Department in the coming weeks. At the end of April, Juicy was selected to become the fifth officer of the department. Since then, he completed basic Alaska law enforcement training over the course of 4 months. Juicy was one of 39 who graduated from the state's Public Safety Academy in Sitka. The new officers were sworn in and received their badges during a ceremony on Friday. Meanwhile, Haines firefighter Tim Holm will be leaving the fire department and moving out of state. The borough is now advertising for a certified EMT firefighter. It's no secret that many television shows, movies, and video games have a history of inaccurately representing Indigenous communities, if they portray them at all. Realistic depictions of life in rural Alaska are also rare. But a new video game set in Southeast Alaska seeks to turn back the tide on that history. KCAW's Aaron McKinstry has the story.
It's a familiar scene for Southeast Alaskans. Two people stand on a small ferry as it cruises down a protected channel between walls of snow-capped peaks and evergreen forests. Suddenly, they hear a noise coming from the water and rush to the edge of the deck.
Did you hear that?
A whale breaches.
Whoa! No place like home.
Yeah.
What's extraordinary about this scene is not so much the whale or the increasingly rare sighting of a state-operated ferry, but the fact that it's a scene from an Xbox video game called Tell Me Why, which showcases life in a rural Alaskan community with remarkable accuracy. The characters are heading from the fictional town of Fireweed to the also-fantastical Delos Crossing. But that place is loosely based on the real town of Huna, a small, predominantly Tlingit community on Chichagof Island. There's even a poster on the ferry advertising a Tlingit dance performance sponsored by the Huna Heritage Foundation.
I think there's, you know, a movement in a lot of entertainment industries to be more culturally accurate in the representation of their characters. And rather than just have a Native American character, you know, which could be so many things.
That's Amelia Wilson, the executive director of the Huna Heritage Foundation. She worked with publishers from Xbox and game designers from the French company Don't Nod to make sure the world they built was based in reality. This isn't the first video game to include Indigenous voices, but this kind of conscious inclusion is still a rarity, she says.
It is unique and it is rare, and we are a small, remote community, and so it was a really exciting process to be part of something and to see our culture and community represented and reflected in a mainstream media.
Wilson's work included everything from helping them pronounce Tlingit words to advising game designers to drop a raccoon getting into the garbage scene to finding ways to incorporate Tlingit values like gift giving, which shows up in this scene.
It's a gift, Tyler. You know what gift giving means in Tlingit culture and what it means to refuse one.
Tell Me Why follows twins Allison and Tyler through an intimate journey that explores trans identity, violence, and poverty. It doesn't go as far as giving Native characters starring roles. The twins are white. But two of the main characters are Tlingit and were played by Indigenous actors.
Because we have very complex characters and, you know, we tell complex stories, we think it is important to have them as authentic as possible.
Florent Guillaume is the game director for Tell Me Why. He says his team wanted to contrast that intimacy with the vast landscapes of Alaska. They were also drawn to the rich cultural history and tight-knit communities in Southeast.
And we decided to take a trip to the place because we didn't want to, you know, to represent some kind of fantasy that we had as French people.
During their trip to Hoonah, game designers collected sounds and took pictures, ate traditional foods, and met community members. And they connected with local Tlingit artists to work on the game, like Gordon Greenwald.
You know, initially there were two things. I told them I know nothing about video games. Probably the last video game I ever played was Pong, back in the 70s, 60s or whenever.
And the second thing was that he couldn't design pieces that had cultural significance to a specific clan. They didn't have a problem with either stipulation, he says. Greenwald and Norwegian Tlingit artist Jeff Skaffelstad submitted drawings of art like totem poles, clan houses, and masks to the game's graphic designers, who then converted them to digital format. The process wasn't perfect, Skaffelstad says. But what ultimately convinced him to participate was the opportunity to challenge stereotypes and bring awareness to his community and his people.
If somehow this improves the world that we live in locally here, and it can make things better for those that are not here yet, that is so classically Tlingit that it was almost, we can't turn this down.
He says it was a chance to tell the world that, despite centuries of attempts to erase their culture and language, they're still here. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Erin McKinstry.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.